For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Texas Tech chemistry professor Dom Casadante has gone beyond the classroom with students for more than 30 years. He's mentored scores of STEM students to help them discover their self-confidence and ready them for careers. His efforts recently brought him recognition from the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy and the National Science Foundation. He, along with two other Texans, received the Presidential Award for Excellence in Science, Mathematics, and Engineering Mentoring.
I see mentoring as a process of relationship with the people that I mentor in a process of service as well as education. There are so many different aspects to mentoring, but fundamentally to me, mentoring is the process of helping a person become their best and truest self. And so I always try to do that in every interaction that I have with people, and especially in the mentoring process.
Casadante personally has mentored 20 Tech students who have won the prestigious Goldwater Scholarship. Since 1995, he has mentored 65 students in undergraduate research. He established the curriculum for a week-long summer camp, Science, It's a Girl Thing, in 1995 and 2000, and has served each of the last 20 years as the camp's science advisor, presenting chemistry demonstrations and mentoring to 9 to 11-year-old girls about the world's need for female scientists. Casadante says he didn't have mentoring when he pursued his degrees.
And that's one of the reasons why I take this very, very seriously. In fact, I was a first-generation student. And so I remember very distinctly my father dropping me off in front of the dorm and saying, well, we can't help you anymore. You know, if you need something from us, maybe some money or something, let us know. But otherwise, you're on your own. I think part of good mentoring means being sympathetic to where a person is and where they want to go. I don't think in many cases you can be as sympathetic with a person and where they are at a point of time if you haven't been there yourself. So having to figure things out, I think, really does give me a good degree of empathy with my students.
Casadante says the award, which comes with a $10,000 prize, came as a surprise to him.
And I think it came as a surprise to most of the winners because we really didn't know until about 2 weeks before the event. It was a process that for many of us took almost 3.5 years. So, for example, I wrote the first application back in June of 2016. And the next thing I heard was in February of 2019 when there was a request for an FBI background check, which sounded pretty serious to me. And so it meant that they must be moving forward. And then had a little more information, request for photos in the summer. And then it wasn't until actually early September that we really knew anything.
In 1998, Casadante joined 8 Tech faculty in developing a master's program in multidisciplinary science designed to address content knowledge for K-12 science teachers, many of whom had only completed 1 to 2 classes in science during their undergraduate career. More than 80 teachers have successfully earned the special graduate degree. Often, Casadante says, students lack belief in themselves and their abilities.
A lot of what I do is try to help students develop a sense of their own self-confidence. Because once they have a sense that they can do what they need to do, then it allows them to do so much more than just that. They can go off and become successful because they understand that they have the capability of doing it. I often find that transition from the scared freshman to the empowered junior or senior here, that just makes my life worthwhile.
The award was presented to Casadante last month at a ceremony in the Sidney R. Yates Auditorium in the Department of the Interior. Casadante says he looks at his mentees as if they are family.
I married later in life, but all of the students here at Texas Tech that I've been involved with are like my kids. And I try to treat them with, you know, the respect that I would have for my own children had I had any.
For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.